Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today, Olivia and I are exploring Montreal, and we're exploring it because we want to eat all the way across Montreal. There's so much great food there, Olivia.
There is. We've worked up an appetite. Now we're getting thirsty.
Well, if you're thirsty, I had a chance to talk with someone from one of the distilleries there, Circa Distilleries. And, oh, wow, I mean, they have some really interesting things that they're doing. They're really focusing on gin, and they have a new gin called Gin 375 that she talks about. But she tells really the whole story of the distillery. So here she is.
So my name is Isabel Rochette. I'm the production distiller for Circa Distilleries. So we're basically one of the first distillery right here in the province in Quebec that is grain to bottle, which means we're starting from scratch. We do everything. We do all our alcohol right here in Montreal. We're situated on the Lachine Canal. Very small team, production team. There's Paul Circa, who, of course, the distillery is named after. He's our master distiller. There's Joanne, who's the VP marketing and also communication expert. We have Romain, which is our brand ambassador, Romain Cavalier. We also have an assistant, Francois, who helps us out with the production, but that's mostly all the team. That's it. That's us.
And you guys are producing some really good stuff here.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about what all you are producing, because I actually see several things here.
Yes.
Why don't you kind of go down the line and tell me what you got here?
Absolutely. So flagship products, it's our gin, which is called Gin Sauvage, and our vodka, which is vodka terroir. We also have another gin that just our new baby, our new arrival from this year. It's called Gin 375. It's the first 100% Quebec botanicals gin. It's Old Tom style, so it means it's got a bit of sweetness that's added to it. It's coming from actually honey that we purchased in the Laurentians.
So when you say it's 100%, you know, Quebec.
Yes.
That means everything was produced here in Quebec?
Everything was produced in Quebec. So our base, which is our corn that we use, is also from Quebec. It's 100% locally grown corn that we use for our vodka, but as well for our gin bases.
Oh, good.
So both our gin has the same base as our vodka. Mm-hmm. The difference between our Sauvage and our Gin 375 is that in the 375, even the juniper comes from the province. It's local. Whereas the Gin Sauvage is actually, you could say, inspired by the boreal forest.
Okay.
So you'll have the resinous, you'll have the fruit, the spices, and the floral aspect to it. Not all the ingredients are from Quebec, of course, but it's definitely inspired, and we have forage ingredients that are coming from the Gaspésie region as well.
Sounds great.
All yummy. Now,
sounds yummy.
Today,
yeah, what
we
you
have...
Yeah, what are you guys doing here at the
Yule Festival? Well, today we're having tastings of all our products as well as some lovely cocktails.
All invented
by our brand ambassador.
Your products? Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the first one is called You'll Live. It's a vodka-based cocktail that's got kumquat syrup in it, lime juice, and just saying... hint of anise in it.
Okay.
Now, second one is lovely gin cocktail.
Okay.
It's made with grapefruit juice. You have
liking
just
that.
Yes, and thyme syrup.
Thyme syrup?
Thyme syrup.
Is this something you guys make? Or I've never heard of thyme syrup.
You can actually make it yourself. It's basically a simple syrup where you infuse it with thyme in it.
Okay.
All the recipes, all the syrups that we use, we make ourselves.
I figured
so. And also, when you go on their website, www.circa.ca, you also have all the recipes.
Well,
and Romain actually, which is amazing with his cocktail recipes. It's not long cocktail recipes. It's short, easy to make. Mm-hmm. And he also gives the recipes for the syrups that we use.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Absolutely.
Because we'll need all of that. Now, can we find the Circa in the States? Can we buy it there?
Not yet, unfortunately. Right now, we're in Quebec. We're in Alberta, in Nova Scotia. We're going to be in Ontario next year.
But we can buy it here and take it home.
Absolutely. Okay. We are available at all our local, pretty much, if not all of them, a lot of them are liquor stores right here. All you need to do, if you don't see it, ask for it. Sometimes it's in the back. But... they do carry our spirits.
Well, I'm ready to try one of your cocktails, so thank
Absolutely.
You so much for
You're welcome.
Taking a little bit of time to chat with me. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
And good luck
thank
with everything.
You. Hope Excited. To see you again.
Thank you. Yeah, I really hope to get back there real soon. But now, it's not available to purchase in the U.S. There, gin is not. But you certainly can purchase it when you are visiting Canada and bring it back home.
I guess we'll both have to go.
Sounds like a good one to me. But now, Olivia, you know a lot of people nowadays, when they're traveling, they want to stay in Airbnbs or they want to stay in vacation homes and cook their own food, or at least have a family gathering where maybe the food can be catered and brought in. So I had an opportunity to talk with someone at Sushi à la Maison, where they prepare these dishes that are like deconstructed sushi. And they will actually cater and bring it to the home. And they can do breakfast, they can do lunch, they can even do sushi dessert. So here's my conversation with Daphne with Sushi à la Maison. In the United States, people love to travel to Canada. Mm-hmm. And everyone now is into like the Airbnb or the vacation yeah. rental cottages, homes or things like that. So people like to travel for birthdays, anniversaries, special occasions. And they don't always want to cook. Although
yeah.
they're staying in an Airbnb
sure.
where you can cook,
yeah.
they always don't want to cook. So I think you guys have a great solution to that. So why don't you tell my listeners exactly how they can have a really nice evening for 10 of their friends mm-hmm. and really have something special.
Yeah, so the thing is, we come at noon. We get there at noon and we prepare the food for the whole day, for the whole night. It's minimum 10% for an evening, for a party. And then we cook everything and we leave with everything. You don't have any dishwashing to do, anything to do.
I love that. Who wants to wash dishes on vacation?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then we cook. We have three services. We have the appetizers, which are usually fried sushis, appetizers, and then tartars. And then we have the main course, which are also sushis. It's all sushi. And then the dessert, we have dessert sushi also, which is very nice. And there's not a lot of people who know them, so that's why it's interesting.
Dessert sushi. Okay,
exactly.
You have to
yeah.
tell us a little bit about that. Give us a little teaser.
Well, the sushi is made of soy sheet, exactly. And then we have the rice is cooked with a sweet cream, so it's different as the sushi rice that we know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can put fruits, we put some chocolate in there, and we mix everything, so it's kind of good. It's the best dessert sushi ever, actually. And all of our sushis are made by the owner. It's all her ideas in her head.
All of her recipes.
Exactly.
So basically, you guys are sushi.
Exactly. And they're non-traditional sushis. So it's different sushis. We have poutine sushis. We have a lot of them. It's not the regular sushis that you see everywhere.
Well, I know. I tried one of your sushis, and everything's kind of all mixed up in a bowl.
Exactly.
So
that's what you tried. It's a poke bowl. It's new here. We just got them. And then it's just like a sushi, but all broken up. So you have the rice, you have the mangoes, you have everything in a little bowl that you can mix. It's easier.
It is delicious. I tried one, and I think I'm going to have another one.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yeah, it was very, very good. I love the fresh mango, and I see some fresh mango here on the counter, so I know everything is fresh because
yes,
you're even cutting up your own fresh mango.
It is. We're here since 7 a.m., so we've been working a lot.
Well, thank you for all that you guys are doing. So now, if someone does want to come, check out Airbnb or Vacation Rental House, and they want to have you guys come and do this special dinner for them,
yes.
How do they get in touch with you?
So how do you get in touch with us? You get to go on our website, which is Sushi à la Maison, SushiAlaMaison.com. Right now, we're 9 months in advance. So you need to be prepared of your things. And then you just ask for it. You mention what you're planning on doing. And then we get there. We have the menu. We have everything. You don't have anything to do.
Really delicious. So, hey, go to Canada, get that Airbnb or vacation rental, and call up Sushi à la Maison for your meals. Perfect. Now, you guys sit tight. When we come back, we're going to Quarter Miles. It's the fourth quarter coming up, and we are staying in the northern region. Till on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapphire Island Beach Vacations.
Get the sweetest thoughts of you and